Monday, September 3rd was back to school week, and as usual, hundreds of traffic police officers were posted at crossings in the vicinity of schools to help make the journey safe. Their efforts largely went unnoticed, with one notable exception, an officer in Prague's Košice district who held a huge black pig on a leash. The pig had escaped from his owner and was found wandering in the vicinity. The officers close by captured the animal, and rather than leave their post until their colleagues arrived, the officer simply did his duty with a giant black pig by his side. The sight cheered up kids on their way to school no end, and some even stopped to pat the animal and talk to the officer. Parents pointed it out to their offspring, and many concluded that it was a thoughtful gesture on the part of the police. Then the owner arrived, and the show was over. It was only a question of time before someone came up with the idea. The first ever Slovak language course for Czechs has appeared on the web. The course, created by the Edukace NGO in cooperation with Masaryk University in Brno, targets mainly the young generation of Czechs who do not remember the common state and for whom Slovak is truly a foreign language. Unlike Czechs, young Slovaks do not need any help in this respect. They read Czech books, watch Czech films, and many of them study in this country. According to statistics, Slovaks are the biggest minority in this country, counting over 150,000 people. Older people who regularly watch Slovak programs on TV on given days of the week have not lost their passive Slovak language skills, but the young generation is often stumped by differences in vocabulary. Linguistic experts predict that in 20 years' time, Czechs and Slovaks may well communicate with each other in English. A rhesus monkey from neighboring Poland is reported to be on the loose near Bromov, close to the border. The monkey was sighted by local workmen who were up fixing a roof, but it took a while for the police to take them seriously, since no zoo reported one missing. And moreover, the Czech word for hangover just happens to be monkey. However, the rhesus made a public appearance on several other occasions, and a call to neighboring Poland resolved the mystery. The monkey may actually be headed home because its Polish owner acquired it from Olomouc Zoo a few years ago. The zoo says it's no coincidence this monkey has a roving nature. His two siblings, Tatin and Shimpy, also escaped from Olomouc Zoo 2 years ago. Shimpy was captured several months later, over 100 kilometers away. Tatin is on the loose to this day. Czech coin collectors can dream of adding another coveted item to their collections. A new coin minted by the Dutch firm Nimis Collect, showing the country's best-known cartoon characters, Bobik, Mishpulin, Fifinka and Pinja, a pig, a mouse, a dog and a rabbit, the stars of the comic Čtyřlístek. The other side of the coin is, somewhat surprisingly, reserved for Queen Elizabeth. The limited series of just 1,000 pieces is currently on display at the Collector's Fair in Prague. The new coin has evoked huge interest not just among coin collectors here in the Czech Republic, but also in Japan, where coins with cartoon characters are extremely popular. The town of Tábor now boasts the biggest chocolate and marchpane museum in the Czech Republic and possibly one of the biggest in Europe. Set up with the help of EU funding, the museum offers workshops where visitors can watch chefs produce chocolate and marchpane delicacies, and a workshop where they can try it with their own hands. There is an exposition of fairy tale characters made from chocolate and a huge marchpane model of the town itself that took close to 3 months to complete. There is a 2-meter-high chocolate fountain spouting dark and white chocolate, an exhibition of chocolate wrappers and china cups for drinking hot chocolate, as well as the chance to taste chocolate sweets with unusual flavors, dill, wasabi, and chili peppers. Czech Lego enthusiasts have built the highest Lego tower in the world to mark the 80th anniversary of Lego construction toys. The 32.5-meter tall tower, located in Prague's Pankrác district, was completed last week, with the last pieces being put into place by Miroslava Knapová, who won the gold in the 2012 rowing competition at the Olympic Games in London. The tower, which measures a good 30 centimeters more than a similar construction in Great Britain, was measured and officially registered by Lego company representatives from Denmark. Mushroom hunting is a national pastime and something Czechs can talk to you about for hours. Whether it is a good season for mushrooms is a topic worthy of a primetime news report, and there is always plenty of advice about how to cook, fry, pickle or dry different kinds of mushrooms. And of course, there are mushroom exhibitions at which mycologists collect a vast variety of different mushrooms for people to admire and learn about, and there are always specialists on hand to help identify any strange and unusual specimen brought in. The Schumperk Museum, which prides itself on its annual mushroom exhibition, is now in a spot of trouble. The month of September has proved to be a very bad time for mushrooms, and local mycologists are in despair over what they will show to the public this year. There are suggestions that whatever mushrooms cannot be obtained in the wild will be shown on large photographs, but the idea of not showing the real thing makes any self-respecting mycologist cringe. Everyone available is now out in the field, and the museum has even asked students from a local secondary school to help them comb the forest for mushrooms and help save the town's reputation. And finally, a Czech firm producing winter sports gear has put out a special line of skis and snowboards with a picture of none other than President Václav Klaus. The first recipient of these skis was the president himself, a great skiing enthusiast and a huge fan of winter sports. Whether the skis are intended for use on the slopes or merely an oversized collector's item is not clear.